Why aren't you still with Rick Perry?
Well, I haven't worked for the governor in close to 10 years. I work with a number of different candidates and on Republican and conservative free market concerns.
Well, we were interested to talk to you. Give us some background. Tell us about Rick Perry, who he is, what he stands for.
He's a really strong, solid leader. He stands for free market principles, liberty, reducing exposure to tort attorneys, has done tremendous, led the charge in reforming the tort system in Texas, and generally creates an environment where businesses are able to go out there, perform, and create jobs. He's been a very, very solid governor in Texas.
Well, I see there's news that says he hasn't created as many jobs as he says, and as you know, numbers can always be twisted one way or another. From your perspective, now that you're not with his camp, what do you think?
Well, I want to be really clear on the front side. I know him and worked for him, but there are a number of very strong candidates in the field, and from my perspective, I don't want to just advocate Rick Perry.
Mm, sure.
Though I really question the scrutiny being applied to him. What's curious is that other candidates and or the news media is often going and attacking Rick Perry in this jobs number, saying, well, there are low-income jobs, or the energy sector aided. Well, if we're going to change the dynamic from which we assess job creation performance or the performance in creating jobs, we need to do that for all states. It's a little disingenuous to say the state of California has not had job growth or has negligible job growth. Oh, but we're going to just attack Texas job growth, well, it's relative to low wage or low income. Well, then we need to apply that standard to all of the states, because what one needs to measure, whether we argue about the million jobs, is it 800,000, is it 1.2 million that were created in the last few years, what we need to measure is the performance of states against other states. And if one state outperforms, which clearly Texas has by any measure, any standard, we need to look at that state and say, what are you doing differently that we might be able to do in the other 49? So I think that's the most appropriate response, actually.
All right, Fox News hosted the debate. What did you take from what you saw last night? Was there winners and losers?
Yes, always. As has been the case almost throughout, it appears that Newt Gingrich may have the strongest mind on the stage. It doesn't mean that he's going to be the nominee or is the best candidate, but he's just very, very capable, intelligent, and articulate. I thought Michelle Bachmann really helped herself in that she has been bogged down with the comments that she made about immunizations causing birth defects and other harms. She was able to step over that pretty quickly and move on. Of course, Romney and Perry drew the most attention and drew the most conflict among each other. I thought that Governor Perry did reasonably well, but it wasn't a stellar performance, and Romney probably helped himself with Republican primary voters in the key early states.
Anybody hurt themselves?
No one was devastated. It was difficult in that there are nine people that they're trying to engage on the stage. But no one really got knocked out. So for the signs of the front runners, they performed in that they didn't get knocked down.
All
Perry
right.
Probably took more hits than Romney.
All right. Anthony, before we let you go, do you think we'll have any of these nine start dropping out in the next week or two?
Doubtful, unless someone runs out of money. It's really a two-person race, but the others are just holding on by a little bit of fundraising success, just enough, perhaps living week to week, if not day to day. And unless someone really takes a financial hit, I doubt we'll see anyone drop out in the immediate near term.
All right, Anthony Holmes is our Fox News expert. Thanks so much, Anthony. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, and good morning, Lansing. Appreciate you.